Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey,
good.
Joe. Big picture, the NCAA tournament situation for the Commodores, just in terms of if they make the SEC tournament, do you think they're in the NCAAs?
Oh, yeah, I do. And there are several factors involved in that, and the NCAA baseball uses an RPI system, too, and Vanderbilt has climbed, I believe, into the top 40 in the RPI. They've got quality wins, two wins on the road at Arkansas, who at the time was ranked number one in the country in one of the polls. They just come off two wins at Georgia, who was ranked number 12. They have road wins to open the season at Stanford. And they play in this conference, which, as you know, is such a tough RPI anyway. So that actually what gets interesting in the SEC is you figure if you make the SEC tournament, you're pretty much a lock to make the NCAA. Now, there are exceptions. Obviously, it's happened occasionally. It happened once to Vanderbilt, as a matter of fact. But then the question becomes, for some other teams in this conference, if you don't make the SEC tournament, can you still make the NCAA tournament? And there are one or two teams that might fall in that category. Certainly, you know, if something happens this weekend and Vanderbilt doesn't make it, they'll still be a candidate to get in. Kentucky would probably be in the same boat. But I think what Vanderbilt's done down this little stretch run here of getting a couple of quality wins down the stretch, this performance last weekend, you know, getting above the 30, 31, 32 win mark, I think they're in very good shape.
And Aaron Westlake is in good shape after being named the SEC's Player of the Week. Get this line, 10 for 17, two home runs, five RBIs, seven runs scored in five games. Not too bad. And against Georgia, 7 for 11.
Yeah, that was the thing against Georgia. He was just, they couldn't stop him. 7 for 11. And it was interesting because there wasn't a lot of talk going into the weekend, but the two top hitters in the conference, average-wise, were in that Georgia series, Rich Poitras and Aaron Westlake. And Aaron, over the course of the weekend, and he can thank his pitching teammates for this as well, who did a great job on Poitras. You know, and Aaron has this super week, goes 7 for 11, and now he's hitting .395, and he'll take the batting lead into the final weekend of the regular season.
Nice story in the Tennessean yesterday about Brant Snedeker that Joe Biddle wrote. And
yeah.
Talking about, you know, Brant visiting, I think, with Bob Rotella, different people giving him different bits of advice, but basically what it came down to was him, you know, needing to putt better. He said he felt like he's hitting the ball as well as he ever has, just it's not going in on the green.
It is interesting, too, that he admitted that Sunday at the Masters had more of an impact on him than he would have thought. You know, he played his way into contention, was, you know, there battling for the championship, and then just had a disastrous final day. And you guys remember afterwards him kind of, you know, going into tears talking about it afterwards. You could tell how much it hurt him, and I think it took him a little while longer than he even thought to get over that. And he's battled some other things, the rib injury he's dealing with now. He's changed equipment, and knowing Brant, and Brant's one of those guys that probably had the same driver in his bag for a long time because he liked it, and so you go through that process, even though it's custom, and even though you've got all these, you know, people working to find exactly the right combination for you. I think he struggled a bit to find that. Now he's hitting it, he says, as well as he ever has now. So hopefully he'll get this rib injury healed up, come back, I guess, next week or in a couple of weeks, and then he's going to play a stretch of tournaments in a row. And when Brant gets hot, he plays well for a while. If he can get on a streak, you know, play the way he's capable of playing, he can get right back into the mix.
And hopefully so. Joe, thanks very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, guys. See you tomorrow.